Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Yoke Fellows. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Philippians 4:3. Although the word yoke fellow is out of use today, the meaning is easily understood. Most of us know a yoke is a device that connects two animals together to increase the power for the work that needs to be done. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." From a spiritual perspective, we labor together with the Lord Jesus. Among ourselves, we labor in the gospel. It is worth noting that God sees the marriage bond as joined together with a yoke. Interestingly, as Paul speaks highly of the women who labored with him, he uses two different concepts to recognize their contribution. First, he describes them as sunuthelo, for those who are engaged in the contest with him, like a man also strives for masteries. Then Paul uses synergos to describe those who have accomplished meaningful work alongside him. Titus is described as Paul's partner and fellow helper. These women had evidently earned Paul's respect for their commitment to the kingdom work. Although the picture drawn by these synonyms rests on the work aspect, surely there is the assumption that those who are yoked together anticipate a common goal. Jesus, with the joy that was set before him, endured the work of the cross, and we labor in the kingdom since our names are in the book of life.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us to reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.